You're holding that Kufchav Zayin. Right here. The last child was, we're dashing the Psukim about an Achvor, what type of an Achvor has Tumrinat. That's Rosh Piyah with Tamlem Aloritz. See Aloritz, Yochol Aloritz, Yitmo, Yorod Liyam, Liyitmo, maybe when the Achvor, when the mouse goes down to the Yam, and maybe it's not Tumrinat. That's how the Morah says, Kufchav Zayin, Tamlem, it says the Pesach HaSheretz, which is Masim Kol Mokim Shesheretz. Any place that the sheretz moves around, it's Tumrinat. Even though it goes down to the Yam, still it's Tumrinat. That's what we're dashing so far. Now the Gemara says maybe not that way. That's not the way to dash in the word Hasheretz. Yeah, rather dashing like this maybe. Maybe the word Hasheretz means Ela Hasheretz means Kol HaMashritz Yitzma. Anything that's Mashritz means that produces kids. Means it's Por V'Rova. There's a male and a female and it gives off, it produces. Any type of a sheretz like that has Tumma. But maybe Shein Mashritz Le Yitzma. But something that does not give off like for male and female, just is created from the dirt, maybe that type of a sheretz has no tumor. If so, maybe oitzi achbar, I'll take out an achbar, this type of a mouse at least, shechetzi of bosav, a chetzi of adomah, we spoke about in the Mishnah. This type of a mouse that half of it is bosav, half is adomah, because it's created from the adomah, from the ground. And this type of an achbar is shein poravarovah. This one type does not produce, does not have male and female. So maybe this type of an achvor has no tumah. Maybe that's the way we should dashen. Rashi says, "Shein por v'rova kloimer shter hoye mafriya v'uviya shel achvor lefishenay tzmeil decreated by himself." Yes, maybe such an achvor is tor. Maybe that's the pshat from the word hasheretz. And the Morah says, "Really bedinu, it's a sfor like that." Rashi says the dinu Rashi means Rashi the svar is like the opposite way. The loy nemita, we should not take it out. Michlal tum, we should, in svar we should say it should be tamei. We should not dash in this way. Why? So Gemara says the dinu timei bechuda. Let's see, by the weasel the Torah says that's a sheretz as tamei. If it timei be achbar, Torah says what din is a tumah bein achbar by the mouse. If so, my chuda just like by the weasel the klal is kol sheshma chuda anything that's called the weasel. Has tumor on it, is af achbar, maybe anything, kol sheshma yachbar. And therefore, obviously, with this for I should bring achbar shechetziv bosa bechetziv adama. Maybe a mouth that's made out of the ground, that's created from the ground, that's half flesh, half the adama, maybe taka should have a din tumor. That's one way to learn. Oy klach lederach zu, maybe no, maybe turn the other way and learn this way. And so, like this, maybe. Machu de porvarova, just like a weasel. Taka has male and female, gives off kids. Is af achbar the same thing? What type of an achbar is tummy? Maybe only a mouse that's paravarava. And the chlami, we don't know which way to dash in. So in this Talmud Lema, the apostle tells us, basheretz. Versus basheretz, kro yiseru, to exiv batarvayu, elatmein lechem bechol hasheretz. Mashrumat, it says basheretz, bechol hasheretz. Even a sheretz that's not paravarava, also has tumah. So that's the extra word basheretz, mash many sheretz. So therefore we don't dash in for the word hasheretz only if it gives off kids, because the apostle says basheretz is mash many one. So therefore from the word hasheretz we dash in that komakim shesherish. It means even though it goes into the yam, into the ocean, still it has tumah. Nothing more says, O malayuhu midirabon and the rova, one of the rabbon said back to rova, Eimo, what am I saying like this? Eimo, let's dash in this way. That basheretz, when the pasuk says basheretz, lasu yachvor shechetziv bosa vechetziv adoma in echnami. The word basheretz comes to include even though it's not por v'rova, still it has tumah since it has a shem achbar on it. It has a din tumah. It's called a shrotzim. It has tumah. It says tumah when it dies. Then when the pasuk says hasheretz, maybe dash in kol shu sheretz, anything that creeps, any shrotzim. Maybe even an achbar that's in the yam, that grows in the yam, maybe that's also tummy. And before we dash in, know that the yam is tor. Aye, before we dash in, vimi shum, I ask me question, aloritz. The pasuk says aloritz, which is mashmoni an achbar from the ground, this tummy, not from the yam. I'll tell you maybe like this, maybe aloritz yitma. Maybe when it's on the ground, talk with tummy. But yorad le yam, le yitma, maybe that's the pshat. It's really the sheretz, no matter what type of a sheretz, wherever it comes from, even if it comes from the yam, from the ocean. When the Ron, does it come out of the water and goes on the ground, it'll be tamei. But if it goes back into the yam, then it'll be tore. Maybe that's Pshat the Pasuk. Samura says back, no. That's what one of our bonnie is Rava. So Rava said back, only Rava said back to no. On the yacha de shavise liyam, mokim tuma, weren't you telling me that even an achva that grows out of the yam could also be tamei? If so, then it doesn't make any sense. Mali hocha. What's the difference if it's on the ground or in the yam? Once this min could be tamei on the oritz, it doesn't make any sense to say that when it goes back into the yam, it should be tamei. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Fahai al oritz. Mi boiler, the more questions amazoi. This word al oritz, so far from the word al oritz before we're dashening, that only a sheretz on the that grows from the ground has tuma. But a sheretz that grows from the yam has no tuma. So is that true? I got the word al oritz, we need mi boiler and loitzi to tell a different chiddush. Loitzi sofik tuma tzofa. Here's if you have a sofik, where the you touch the sheretz that's floating on the water. Rashi says, sheretz meisi, you have a dead sheretz, that tzafalamayim is floating on the water. Now, sofik nova sofik no, you have a doubt whether you touched it or not. And the other chiddush is, af b'shusha, even though you're b'shusha yochid, that usually b'shusha yochid, we say, sveiki is tamei, here there's a special example, of course, sveiki tor. And then we high kron aqua, for this person learned without the perik basso de nozir. Yeah. So we need this person, galoritz, teaches this chiddush, that a sofik tumum, a sofik sheretz, tzafalamayim is tor. In the din is what the Yom Rav Yitzchak, the Yitzchak says, the Yom Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, when the Pasuk says Al Horetz, Loiti comes to exclude Sofik Tumat Sofom. If you have a Sofik Tumat when it's floating on the water, you have a doubt whether you touched it or not, you remain Tor. So you need the Pasuk for this, not for Al Horetz, not the Sheret Shabayam. Samaras says, yes, I tell you, Tarati Al Horetz Ksivi. It says twice the word Al Horetz. So one is only a Sheret Horetz, not a Sheret Hayam. And second is for this tumat sofer that's Torah. Tell me about what the Pasuk says. Pasuk says Hatzav Limineyu. Yeah. Yes, that's one type of a sheretz. So Lahavi Ha'orid. Even some called also the Orid. That's also a tumah. Type of a lizard, they say. That's also tummy. The Chain Hanafilim. And also, when the Pasuk says the Nephilim, the Salmonandra, and also the Salamda, that also you come to include. There's also part of the Shrotzim that are Tomei. Yeah. As she says, V'chin and Nephilim, Sheretz min Tzav, a type of a Tzav, the Salmandra, Sheretz Hanoitzim min Or, type of a Sheretz that's created from the fire. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Magila Posik Zer. When Rabbi Kiva used to get to this Posik, so he would say, Ma Rabba Masecho Hashem, like how great are the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yesh Tocho Briyas Gedolos Shebiyam, there are great creatures like living in the sea, Yesh Tocho Briyas Gedolos Shebiyabosha, and there are big creatures that are living on the dry land. Shebiyam, now the ones in the sea, Il mole oilus biyabosha, if they would come up to the dry land, miyad mesa shabiyabosha, they would die right away in the dry land. And il mole yoredis liyabosha, miyad mesa, right. Now shabiyabosha, the ones on the dry land, il mole yoredis liyam, if they would go down into the sea, miyad mesa, they would die. So you see the greatness of Hashem, that these live on the ground, these live in the water. Yesh tochob rios gedolos bor, there are certain briyas that are gedolos that grow. Could be gedolos means grow, not big. They grow in the fire. And yesh tocho briyas gedolos biavir. Some briyas grow in the avir, in the air, like we do. Sheba'or, now the ones that grow in fire, el molyelos the avir, if they ever go into the regular air, miyad mesas, they would die. That's the salamandra. Miyad mesas and sheba'avir, the one that grows in the air, is Imola Yordis Leor, if they ever go down into the fire, Miyad Mesis, they would right away die. So he said about this, Marav Masechu Hashem, like how great are the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he made such things like this. Yeah. And Vicky is, Rashi says, on the Salamandria, this type of a sheretz that grows in the fire. Yeah.
Now, Tanu Rabban learned like this. Kol sheyesh biyabosh sheyesh biyam. Any type of a creature that we have on the dry land is the same thing as found in the yam of the ocean. Chutz minachud, only excluding the weasel. The weasel you don't have in the yam. Omer Rab Zeira, my crow with the apostle looking like this. He says, the apostle says, Hazino koyoshvei cholad. Like listen, all the people of the world. Smashum is dashed in the word yoshvei cholad, mash goes on chaluda, that they only apply to the yabosho and not to the yam. Yeah. Rashi says Yeshve Chelajia means Yeshve Yoretz, growing on the earth, on the land. Shumokim Miyushav Lecholdis. That's the place where you'll have these Chuldi, you have the weasels. Yeah. Oma Rafuna Breda Mishua. Biyavri Denorish. So it said that the beavers that are found around Norish. These type of animals, bivri, yeah, the bivrim that are found around the river Norish, einem naishav, they're not like domestic ones, they're not ones that live in naishav. What does Rashi say? Einem gedolos elevman, they only grow. Rashi's bivri de Norish, Rashi's the chayus hamsus b'yesu mokum, the special creature that you find there. So they don't grow, Rashi says, you don't find them on the dry land, you only find them in the water. Now, Omer Papa, the Shamto, so Papa said, the Shamto Norish, that he put a bin around the Norish. Rashi says, Klaimo, Ko Yoshve Rishoyim Kuliyah B'Shamto. All the people that are Yoshve sit around Rishoyim, they should be B'Shamto. So he pushed on, boy, Tarve Moshe, said like this, that its fats and moshke, its skin, the alis and its tail. Is what hachem v'or imabos v'ayi koyma kulam kikotin godol. Whether they're small, whether they're big, it means the people living in Norosh. It's the people living in this place, Norosh. It means they're all like they're rishoyim. Whether they're big or whether they're small, they're rishoyim. You want to put a curse upon them. Yeah. That's what Papa says. Omer Papa, you b'shamt in Norish. People living in Norish should be b'shamt in a curse. The Tarma b'shachav ilu yasa. Now the Pesuk says, Eretz shmiya d'var Hashem. Like the Lim Limish, listen to d'var Hashem. Omer Papa, loyova Norish. That loyova Norish shmiya d'var Hashem. The people of Norish would not come to hear d'var Hashem. Since as such rishoyim, they would not come to listen to d'var Hashem. Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, Nasho Nashkecho. So he said what? Now like this, that Nasho Nashkecho, the people Nasho would kiss you, Mani Kechecho. They would like count your teeth. There's it's an expression like they're really out to get you. That's what she say. In Nashkechecho, they would kiss you, Money shenech, they would count your teeth. In tumtzum klum, yeshmuch zaganufu. Are they able to tell us that they can steal from you something or not? Nahar pocket. What about the people living in Nahar pocket? Is, leviyech, if you know, a person from Nahar pocket walks with you, meglima shapir de choz yolecha. It's only because he saw a fine garment, he saw good clothing on you. Some also means he plans to steal from you, so be careful. Pumpadisa liv yusecha, if you have somebody from Pumpadisa that's accompanying you, so ashni oshpischa. Also, you should change your quarters. Why? Because they also come maybe to steal from you. She says, shalei yoda echet, they shouldn't know where you're going to live, where you're going to sleep, they shouldn't come to steal from you. Omer Rav Huna Bar Tusa. So Huna Bar Tusa said that pam achas, it once happened, Halachti, that he went levat. He once went like to a meeting. He once went to a vad, to a meeting place, or else could be the name of a place he went. He went to the vad. He went to this place. For isi nochesh, and he saw a snake shukora chalatzav, and he saw a snake that was wrapped around a tzav, this sheretz. So liyomim, after a few days, liyomim yotza arud mi b'neim, and arud came out between them. That's what that came out between them. Ukeshebostaf nei Rabbi Shimon, I came in front of Rabbi Shimon Achosid. Omli, he said to me, Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, heim haviya bria shlei brosi b'lomoy. Like they created a bria that I didn't create. So that means they had they made it together. They lived together. There's the nochosh and this and the sherets, and out of that came out this arud. It's like Hashem timed, like they created a new creature weren't supposed to. Afani ovialayim bria shlei brosi b'lomoy. I'll bring upon them something that wasn't created either. Rashi says, "Vayinoshev neyodim ha." The snake, like this arud, was biting people of Amos. So goes on the people of this city. So the people of this city, they were doing bad things. So now Hashem brought back upon them by this bad creature to also kill them, to bite them. Yeah. The other man, like we learned, kol shetashmishim vivurim shava yodim. On the godlin, if they had the same time tashmish and the same amount of pregnancy, they could become pregnant one from another. The whole shein tashmish and vibrin shoven and yodim the godlin zemizir, they can become pregnant one from another. So how is it possible here that this snake became pregnant like from the tzav? On the rav nest patez neisav inichnam is a special nest that happened over here. Pranusahu, if I demar pranusahu, so it was a punishment here. What do you mean by a nest? So it says it means neis b'teich neis to pronis. And the Chanami was neis b'teich neis here to give them a punishment to pay back to the Rishoyim. Actually, if they liporim in our Rishoyim, so usually it can't become pregnant the nochash from a tzav. But here Hashem did something special to pay back to the Rishoyim. A new creature came out to give them their punishment. Now the Mishnah says, if we have an aver, a limb of the body, v'habosor hamadudolim, if you have a piece of flesh that's like hanging, it's like this, but behema, if it's hanging out of the behema, so mitamim tumas oichlin, these things in aver and the bosom dudla has tumas oichlin on it, b'mekoyman, even though they're on its own, b'mekoyman, even though they're in its own place, v'zav ha'pli shem mechubom, even though it's still attached to the body, em chishav aleyim lachim, if you have a mind now, teed it, Rashi says to a goy, heavy oichl, it's called an oichel right now, the kavit tuma or the tamu yachirim. The tumas atzmen ein bo atchiit l'shikula. Its own tuma of nevela doesn't happen until you pull it off. But if you have a mind to feed it to a guy, so right now it has a shem oichel on it, that if a sheretz touches it, it would become tamei. So that's this aver, a limb of an animal, or a bosam dul that's hanging, so tumeyim tumas oichlin, b'mekoyim, even though they're attached. And osricha hechshem, but as that hechsher means water has to go upon it first before the sheretz touches it. The Rashi says, "Tzricha hechsher lovi b'mayim pamachas liyachash in the dalvlo." If it was hanging, then it'll be mekabel tuma. It's sofer tamet tuma chamura. It's sofer be reivim and chai. So Rashi says, "No, that's only when it dies." And here, maybe you won't come with a tuma chamura. Maybe you'll shecht it before it dies, and that's ois a nipple. Therefore, it's only mekabel tuma if you make a hechsher. Yeah, tzrichin hechsher. The Mishnah says, nishchato, let's say you shech the behema, nishchata behema, you shech the behema. So now as she says, nitro milatame oid mishun has no tumas nevela. Vyatrapi shasurum bachidu nasosa bachidu kraminu vahema makasha. With a boss of a sorda treifa, that this limb that's hanging, it's also teat. But a medayim nevela tira becomes tarim mitumas nevela. The enshchita at the nipple. When you made a shchita, we don't consider like it fell off before the shchita. And therefore, it's hukshu, it has no tumor on it. So nishchata, the Mishnah says, nishchata behema, hukshu b'damea. So the pshat, it has no tumas nevela, but our kopon was an oichol, and the shchita, the dam of the shchita is machshu b'kabot tuma. That you made a shchita, and the dam of the shchita comes out on the behema, it's machshir even this aver lekabel tuma. So for the hechsher part, that's still a cold attached to the behema. These are Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Meir, loy hechsher. No, it doesn't help you. The dam of the behema is not hechsher. It doesn't help you lekabel tuma. Loy hechsher. But since it's already hanging, it's not called part of the behema. So the shchita, the dam, will not be machshirit. Meisa behema. Let's say behema dies. So, ha-bosa tzorech hechsher. Rashi says, "Meitzadayim abosim it's nedaldlo." So hechshel kabatum min asheretz. And we hook from mishin nedaldlo. The tumas nevei lein, but the yomer bebehema mekasher. The knee says a nipple. Again, also, if you had this limb or the piece of meat that was hanging off the behema, so when the behema dies, we say mises oisa nipple. Means when it dies, we consider as if it came off before it was dead. So it's not called a part of a nevela. But since it's not a nevela, it has no tumor, it doesn't have any tumor on it. Rashi says, like a parish mechaim, it's like came off from mechaim. Or bosa, parish menachai tor. And meat that comes off from a live behema is tor. So therefore here, when the animal dies, so then this piece of meat now is a regular piece of meat, and therefore it's tzarech hechsher. You have to have water come upon it first before it can mekabel tumah. It's tzarech hechsher. Ha'ever mitamah mishum ever menachai. This is only the piece of meat. What about if an ever, a whole limb, was hanging? And then when the animal dies, so we consider as if it came off when it was still alive. It's like oysa nipple, it came off when it was still alive, but it has its own tumah. Aver menachai has tumor on it. So if the whole limb came off, that's tumah. So that's called the aver metamah mishum aver menachai. But v'yein metamah mishum aver nevela. But a din of a nevela doesn't have. Because when the animal dies, it's ice and nipple. It means that we consider as if it fell off before it died. So if it wouldn't have any tumas nevela. Nevela metamah is more chomer. I'm more talking about what's the difference between the tum of an avela, the tum of tum eva minachai. We're all talking about this. Yeah. Divu Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Shimon Mitai, Rabbi Shimon says no, Rabbi Shimon holds its tall, and we'll see exactly why. What is no tumas eva minachai over here? Yeah. Yes, that's the law of the Mishnah about an eva and about a bosom of the dolim. A limb of the animal, we're talking about the animal's alive, and a limb or a piece of meat of it was hanging off it. So what halacha do these pieces have? Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Tumas oichlin." So the Rish the Mishnah said again that this Avra Abosam Adodlum Abahema Metama Metumas Oichlin. Then we come, even though they're still attached to the animal is still alive, and this limb or the piece of meat is still attached, but still, since it's hanging, it's Madudu, so if so, it has a shame Oichl on it, and it'll have a we Mekabu Tumas Oichlin. So Gemara says, "Tumas Oichlin in, Tumas Nevela Loi." But the mice is not called dead yet. It doesn't have any tumas nevela. Rashi is loy heavy katlushin. It's not still like it's detached completely. So tami or aver kisha aver mincha. Call partner like let the aver have tum like any other aver mincha. That we don't say. Yeah. So why? Because it's still called attached a little bit. So the idea is tumas oichlin in tumas nevela loy. Hey, what are we talking about over here? E demale na rucho. If this piece of limb or the piece of meat could still become healthy again and grow back again and be part of the animal already, if so, then I feel tumas eichlin naminulatami. It shouldn't even have tumas eichlin. If it become healthy and grow back again to be part of it, so it shouldn't be anything then. Yeah, it could be like put back, so it should be called a behema. It shouldn't be called an eichel. Elamiv da mal naruch. If it's cut off so much already that it can't become healthy, it can't grow back again anymore. It is so tumas nevela namilatamu. Should even have tumas nevela then? Tumas nevela namilatamu should yeah. So Moshe Le'olam the Torah says the yain mal merucha no lemais it's cut off enough this limb and this piece of meat that it won't grow back again. It won't come back to be healthy again. Since so the question is then why doesn't it have tumas nevela? If it has tumas oichlin, why can't it have tumas nevela? The answer is v'shani tumas nevela. The Rachmon Olam the Torah says ki yipo. Means that she yipol, mamash has to fall off. It means have to be dead completely. Rashi says, keep him in the blossom. Ain't the core in the vela at she yipol the gamri till it falls completely. The gabi shrotzim ksiv the eva menachai did too nami netama an eva menachai a person of kiyipol has to fall off completely. Didn't fall off completely, you don't have it. Tani nami yochi. We learn this also. Tani nami yochi. Ha eva vihabosa hamadudolam. If you have a limb or the piece of meat that's hanging, the behema, u'ma'orim v'chut ha'sara, it's only attached, it's mamish a little thread that's all still attached with. So mamish v'chut ha'sara, like a thread, so like a hair. That's how thin it is. We're still attached to the body. Yochel, I would have thought to say, so yitama tumas nevela. It's come out like off already. Can't become healthy anymore. Maybe it's called like it's off completely. Should have tumas nevela also. On this note, Talmud, the Pesuk says, Yipol ach yipol has to fall off completely. Even so, even though it doesn't have tumas nevela, but tumas eichlin metamay, but tumas eichlin has an eichlin, it's called already, and therefore if it has hechsher with a sheret, it becomes tamay. The Nistigmar says, in the sign of the Rebbe Chiyah Barashi, the proof of Chiyah Barashi, the Yom Rebbe Chiyah Barashi, Yom HaShemulim, Shemuel, Teinim, Shetzomku, Be'eveyim, we have these teinim, we have these figs, Shetzomku, like they're dried up, Be'eveyim, they're still in the twig, they're still attached, but on the tree, it like dried up. Rashi says, Shiyof Shubilim, they dried up on the tree. So metamatumas echlin. Right now it's metamatumas echlin, even though it's attached to the tree, but since it's dried up already, it has a shem echel on it. The atolus shemim b'shabbos chayav chatis. But if somebody would pull off this fig on Shabbos, it'll be chayav chatis. Rashi says im lo yovshu uktzeim. If the ukas, if the stem didn't dry up, alma. What do we see? Afagav bin Shabbos mechubam is called attached. But in the Tumas Eichlin, it's not called attached. You see, Tumas Eichlin, it can still be attached to a Baal Chai, and it's still called an Eichel. Yeah. Smur says, let me bring your proof. Let me Messiah, I'll bring your proof to Shmuel. Let me Messiah, it says like this. Yerokos shetzom could be vein. The same thing. The vegetables that dried up be vein where it's growing. Kegoin, hakruv, or cabbage, we had las, a pumpkin. And the Tumas Tumas Eichlin. Has no Tumas Eichlin. Cuts it some, let's say you cut them off the yosh, then they dried up. Metamas tumas eichlin. Cut for the more cut it some, you cut them off the yosh and they dried up. Like a daitach. Like how could you think about that? The ram is dried up already, so it's biyamu. Like yes, you cut it off and it's dried up. It's mamish eitz. It's not edible anymore. So why should it be metamas tumas eichlin? For yom rabbis, it says like this: be al menas liyavshem. Tell me now, you cut it off al menas to let it dry off. Chuyah, but right now when you cut it off when it was wet, when it was like fresh. Amanas liyavshem. Yeah. So even the chiddush, even though it's not oymid lemaichol, it's not oymid teeth. Bone it to come into an eight like a glass, that they make kelim out of it, let it dry up a pumpkin, make a kli out of it, still cold zman, it's wet like, it could be makabel tumma. That's the chiddush over here. That's what he's saying, the amanas liyavshem. Now, taima, what's the reason over here? The kruv with lasso. Only a vegetable, a cabbage and a pumpkin. Kivan, the yavshon, since they're dry, lav bnei achiluminu. Nobody eats them anymore. So that's why, even though they're attached to the tree, we say it's not called an eichel, because nobody eats them. They're dried up like a tree. If they're too dry, you don't eat them. Mashmu the hosha peris, other type of peris, mitani, that even though they're still attached to the tree, that since lemaisa, even though it's dry, but it's edible. Since it's edible a little bit, it's still called a tree, and it would be mekabel tumma, even though it's attached to the tree. That's a raya to Shmuel, that even though it's still attached, it would have a tumma seichlin. Hechidim, what's the case talking about? E diyovshin hein viyuk tseyim, if it dried up with its stem, pshita, that's not mekabel tumma. What's the what are we talking about now? They said the chiddush here by the crew of this cabbage and this pumpkin, that's not makabel tumma. If it dried up so much, so then what's the chiddush? Rashi says the even the gabbis Shabbos is called lushin heim. So pshita is makabel tumma. The tameya. What do you have to read it for? Yeah. El lav below you saying just the fruit dried up, but not with its stem. That's the proof. Samura says no. I tell the Yodim could be no hain for Yuktsayim, could be no both dried up, them with the stem. And the Chiddush is then the Kotz and Amanat Liyavshin Itzchak, it could be the same for the Chiddush over here. Rashi's the Yodim hain for Yuktsayim, that it dried up its stem also. Ah, you had a question then, what's the kamashmo and the chur pshit even for Shabbos Yipoto? So Chiddush was the sefer, that you cut them off when they dry, when they're wet, but are manas to let them dry out, so you have no daft to eat them at all, that's the Chiddush told them a kabotum. Toshma, come and bring your proof, don't know locha. It says, Ilon Shenifshach. And Ilon, Rashi says, Nitlash that was uprooted. Bimenu Anath, you pulled off a branch off a tree, and on that branch there are fruits. So Uvoi Peret, there are fruits on the branch. Is a rare conclusion. All the peiros are called that cut off ready. You can pull them off now on Shabbos. Yavshu, what's going to be the stand? The branch dried up, or the papers on the tree dried up, and it's still mechuba, still attached. The lochos are already mechubarim; they're still called attached. So if I'll be off, take it off on Shabbos. So now my love doesn't mean to say my tolushin lechol devrayim, af mechubar lechol devrayim. Chutz mashma, just like tolushin means completely, so mechubar also means lechol devrayim. So the mashma even zeichus tumah, it's also called attached. You see, it won't be mechaba tumah. Whereas no, mid either, who said who, mid either, are talking the same thing, hokadis, hokadis, each one by itself. When it says it's tlushim, that's completely. When it says it's mechubarim, it's only mechubit, vilchus Shabbos. But vilchus tumah and chnami, it could be vilchus tumah, it will be mechabu tumah seichlin. Since it's dried up, it's not called an eichel anymore. Now it says the mishnah, mishnah ta behema. If you made a shchita on the behema, so shalah is the huchshah b'demeho. Does the blood of the shchita machshah this eivra that was hanging off or not? So what's the machub maikum mitzvagi? Or ma rabba be behema nasis yad liyevaka mitzvagi? Could the behema itself be like a yad to the aver? Masa over ain behema nasis yad liyevaka? No, the behema can't be a yad to the aver. So the dam shchita was machshah the behema, but not the aver, and the behema can't help for the aver, for the limb. Or masa over yes, behema nasis yad liyevaka. So old behema could be like a yad, could be like a handle to the aver. So once you have a hechsher on the behema, that hechsher on the behema would help for the yad also. Yeah? All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.